And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the weather kraken, Mr. Alan Two Shoes Milani. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, folks.
I'm thunderstruck by your appearance.
Thunderstruck, yeah. It's kind of dynamic. Are you ready?
We are ready to find out what's happening across the country.
Might need your seatbelt for this one.
Okay.
Okay, buckling up right now.
All right, so... Good morning, Tuesday. Buckle up. We're kicking things off in the inland Pacific Northwest, where Mother Nature is evidently feeling extra dynamic this week from Tuesday through the weekend. You can expect weather indecision more persistent than your ex texting you at 2 a.m. Humid air creeping in way too early, clouds playing peekaboo, and a chance of rain or snow, mostly depending on whether the atmosphere has had its coffee. Locals might see precipitation, fog lurking like a passive-aggressive coworker, and highs that can't make up their mind somewhere in the chilly 30s to 40s. Perfect weather if your life goal is to wear flannel indefinitely. Now slide your eyes to the Northwest Rockies and Idaho Panhandle. Rain is rolling in for some, snow turning its nose up at others, and higher elevations already bragging about a couple of feet like they're in snow selfie contest. Winds are going to make you question your life choices, gusting like that guy in the gym who thinks every surface is a weight rack. Meanwhile, across the nation, there's this massive winter storm complex dominating headlines. Yes, that one that's been flinging snow, sleet, freezing rain, and Arctic cold around like confetti at a parade no one asked for. From the Midwest to the Northeast, parts of the country are literally freezing their electricity off, with power outages in the hundreds of thousands, cancellations of flights nearing record levels, and steam NATOs having their brief 15 minutes of fame as weird weather Tumblr posts.
What's a steam NATO?
Steam NATO.
Steam NATO.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
I think I had some to eat yesterday.
Steam NATO?
Yeah. Steam NATO soup?
Down south, Texas and Tennessee are shivering so hard they're reconsidering the concept of climate. Ice storms made roads look like ice skating audition that no one trained for. Even areas that typically see winter as a nuisance are dealing with Arctic air so cold that the local breakfast cereal is popping itself. Midwest wind chills are flirting with negative 50. That's not winter. That's a personal insult from nature.
Tired of you guys. Let's freeze you out.
Right. As we lap toward midweek and the weekend, the eastern U.S. won't be straight up tropical, but bitter cold continues, and there's still talk of another system this weekend that could pile more snow on a region already sick of shoveling.
Yes.
Models hint at potential storms later in the week, but as with all forecasts made this far out, take that with a grain of salt, maybe a shovel. The Pacific Northwest continues the chaotic theme. Wetter systems inch closer, bringing a soggy mix of rain and mountain snow that'll have rivers flirting with flood stage and spirits questioning, why am I outside in this? South and southeast might stay chilly with flurries or ice chances, mostly as background noise to the bulletins from the power grid that sound like a haunted house. Out west in places like California and the southwest, it's mostly calm, dry, and smug about not having blizzards this week, though some light rain or fog might gate crash for fun. Bottom line, inland northwest is cloudy, confused, maybe rainy, maybe snowy, basically weather that can't decide what it wants, just like your last dating app match. Nationally, a winter storm system so dramatic it deserves its own Netflix special. And the weekend forecast is more precipitation, more cold, and just enough weather chaos to ruin outdoor plans and give meteorologists some street cred.
Wow. Earning some street cred here, Alan.
Earning some street cred.
Any space news today?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Jupiter's weather isn't concerned with a chance of showers. It is the weather. The gas giant's colorful stripes are fast-moving cloud bands of hydrogen and helium with winds routinely exceeding hundreds of miles per hour. Its most famous feature, the Great Red Spot, is a century-plus spinning storm larger than Earth itself with winds well over 400 miles an hour. There's no sunny weekend forecast here, just eternal massive atmospheric chaos that makes Earth's wildest storms look like gentle breezes.
That's the way I feel in Maine.
What's that?
That's the way I feel in Maine.
Right?
like Jupiter might be a vacation. And okay. In fact, just a few days ago, minus 30, I had to take out my trash and check the mail because I hadn't done it in days. I ventured out in a pair of shorts. After seeing the doctor yesterday, he told me I'm probably sterile now.
I would, or at least temporarily. They could just be frozen.
I tried warming it up.
To no avail. Are you guys interested in a little bit of trivia?
Yes, please.
Yeah, bring it on.
So it's a multiple choice question.
Okay.
How many natural moons does Jupiter have orbiting it? A, 82, B, 95, C, 97, or D, 112.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to think one of them was going to come in like at 16. Not
right?
I thought one a choice might be zero, and because I've never been there.
Right? I haven't been there either.
You know, he's never seen a moon because I ain't been there. Get it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's trail cams and house cams all over the country with my fanny on them. Just saying.
I think we need a house cam with Jupiter on it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what were our choices again?
So A is 82, B is 95, C is 97, and D is 112.
I'm going to go with 97.
I'm going to choose 82 because that seems like a proper number of moons.
As usual, your sister is correct. The answer is, in fact, C, 97.
Oh, astronomers enter currently the sacred and awesome presence of the everlasting know-it-all.
Yeah, Val. Sorry.
Astronomers currently recognize 97 moons orbiting Jupiter. Fun little bonus fact to go with it is Jupiter's four biggest moons, the Galilean moons, were discovered way back in 1610 and are named Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto.
Oh, I've heard of all those places.
I'm not sure I would want to visit any one of them.
Hold your breath. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. The one and only Alan Two Shoes Milani. Big round of applause.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you so much for dropping in this Tuesday again. We appreciate it. Alan Milani. All right. We continue on this morning's show, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see. We're going to do a little backpedaling here. We covered the what not to say to a woman. Let's catch back up with some of our what we like to call life bits. My next one here, Val, do you see the bizarre food fail?
Well, I've got about four screens open, so just give me 1 minute. Right. Oh, I am there. All right. Some restaurants around the world are now holding food paradox nights. Dishes that look amazing but taste like regret, kind of like one of Scott's dates. Think charcoal ice cream with anchovy drizzle. Patrons say it's an acquired taste.
Okay.
Doctors say it's an acquired stomach ache. Organizers say the events are meant to challenge food expectations, but many diners admit they mostly come for the photos and the story afterwards.
Ew. So kind of like into the same theme of those jelly beans that taste like vomit and boogers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here's some legal foibles. In New Mexico, a man was charged with criminal mischief for painting his mailbox neon purple without checking the HOA homeowner bylaws.
Oh my gosh, the rebel.
horrible. I bet he put a car in the yard, too. All right. Car documents show he kindly offered to pay for repainting of the mailbox, but only on social media, for shame. The homeowners association cited uniformity rules, while neighbors admitted the mailbox was technically illegal, but significantly easier to smash with a bat at night since it was neon.
Neon. Black light going.
All right, Val.
All right, there's a little outdoor contradictions for you. People line up for a wilderness silence retreat, but half showed up with notifications on, earbuds tucked, smartwatch alarms blazing. Silence remains aspirational. Event staff report reminding attendees multiple times that airplane mode applies to phones, watches, and your personalities.
Ooh, all right, all right. Let's see. Amazon Prime released a new comedy drama, Everything Rhymes with Orange, about a theater troupe touring bizarre small towns. Critics called it quirky and sharp. Audiences call it the show where everything makes sense and nothing makes sense at all at the same time. So kind of like Scott and Val, but without the spaceships. Losers. We got spaceships all the time.
That's right. Man. We have spaceships. Yeah.
Every time we go to break, spaceship. Every time someone comes in, spaceship. See?
But have you noticed that a lot of them crash?
They all crash.
I hope that's not a metaphor.
So,
and what did, where our show is headed.
So what did we do all the time as children?
Oh, we played Star Trek?
We played spaceship all the time. And Val said to me a few weeks ago when we were getting ready to launch this, she goes, you know, I always had this fantasy since we were kids that someday we were going to go into space. And I said, that's because all the times we used Mom and Dad's RV as a space shuttle. And then she says, but now we kind of are. So
that's
yay!
Right. See? My prediction, my foretelling was just a little off.
It's fake space, but it's still space, and
it's still space. It's better, and we're in it together.
Yeah, and we're not taking up space. So, all right, we are just waiting on our next little fun visitor, who is going to take us to Belize. So, stand by for Joe. We're going to go into some news headlines here. I'm sure Val's going to have some stuff to say about this. In Minneapolis, death of 37-year-old Alex Preddy. Is that how they say his name, Preddy?
Yes.
Preddy. At the hands of federal agents this past weekend has escalated a legal and political standoff. Federal judges ordered U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security not to destroy evidence tied to the case of Minnesota officials pursuing legal action. Good luck with that. State leaders are also pushing to halt Operation Metro Surge, a federal law enforcement initiative, and argue federal agents are operating outside of the authority. Some new news that I just added to that story out of Minneapolis. Would you like to continue with what the federal judge said?
Sure. The chief federal judge says the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants and ordered the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement to appear before him Friday to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt. In an order dated Monday, Chief Judge Patrick J. Schiltz said Todd Lyons, the acting ICE director of ICE, must appear personally in court. Schiltz took the administration to task over its handling of bond hearings for immigrants it has detained. The judge wrote, "This court has been extremely patient with respondents, even though respondents decided to send thousands of agents to Minnesota to detain aliens without making any provision for dealing with the hundreds of habeas petitions and other lawsuits that were sure to result." Schiltz wrote that he recognizes ordering the head of a federal agency to appear personally is extraordinary, but the extent of ICE's violations of court orders is likewise extraordinary and lesser measures have been tried and failed.
It's going to be nice, you know, because the current administration's famous for ignoring judges, you know, because, it's a judge we didn't put into power, so let's ignore what he has to say. I would like to see just one judge throw one of them in jail for contempt.
And I found it interesting that they are just all up in arms about the Clintons not appearing.
But nobody ever shows up.
Everybody defies it. You know, it's like, yeah, it's just interesting that as a politician, you can go, oh, no, not going to show up, not going to do that. If we as citizens would do that, we'd be in jail.
Yep. And that is exactly why I will never, after everything that's happened over the past 16 years, this is just me personally, I am never voting for an incumbent. No matter which party they're in, I'm never doing it again. We have the most worthless Congress in U.S. history. We've turned into a joke of a country internationally, and that's all I'll say about that. Shasta County authorities started out an investigation of a suspected illegal marijuana farm. This is in California, but ended up making a far more unsettling discovery. Massive stash of illegal firearms and a secret underground bunker at the base of a 100-foot tunnel on a mega activist property. Michael J. Camfolt, 40, was arrested on January 20th after members of the California Highway Patrol discovered the bunker and confiscated an array of illegally possessed weapons, including three AR-15 assault rifles, a sawed-off shotgun, and more than 10,000 rounds of ammunition. Isn't that just normal weapons storage?
For some.
It's scary because from the posts online, mega believers want this turmoil that's going on in the country and want civil war because they're afraid of what freedom might actually mean. Because freedom and fairness for everyone is scary. Sorry.
I thought that was kind of what they had said they want. Less government control,
But the opposite's
freedom.
Being delivered.
Yeah, and I just don't get why that's not making them upset. I did this morning. They were saying that even a politician in Idaho is saying we want real accountability and a real investigation into the Alex Priddy murder.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting you're seeing this on both sides of the aisle. And I think doesn't say a lot about our country and what's going on right now that a federal judge has to order you not to destroy evidence.
It says mountains about what's going on in our country that a federal judge has to worry about our own government destroying evidence
and putting it
in a gold encrusted bathroom somewhere.
Exactly.
If you want to know where all the documents are, they're still in Trump's toilet. So, yeah, it's a mess out there. And then there was one last story I thought you might kind of be interested in across Australia. Events marking Invasion Day, or what some call Survival Day, spark reflections on history and Indigenous issues, including cultural ceremonies in the Sydney area and rallies in Canterbury and Melbourne. Meanwhile, a private member's bill advocating to legally cement January 26 as Australia Day has gathered over 60,000 more hateful and less accepting. And, geez, I was hoping the human race would evolve. kindness is king, no matter what you think. And I'm going to stop on that because I'm talking too much. I am waiting for, have you seen any sign of Joe Wilczynski?
He did respond on Facebook. Good morning already.
Oh, I see. He actually entered the room a long time ago. And I forgot, because we only let them in when it's their time. So I forgot that poor Joe has been sitting in a room and just waiting for us. Fun thing about this next segment here is I actually, even though Joe just decided a couple days ago to join us, I have already made an intro for Joe's program. Stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What? Joe Wools.
Joe Wilczynski.
No?
Wolzinski.
Close to dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea from Scott and Val. Save the universe.
Hey, was that promo worth it, Joe Wilczynski?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Val. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
You know my name's Scott, right?
I'm doing okay.
It's
Ski from the Sea. You know, maybe we should do like a promo thing for me before we start. But I'm your entertainment guy. How's it going?
Good.
Look at him. Look at him drinking a tropical drink.
And swinging.
When all we have is coffee.
Sea.
Hey, well, you know, you need something to put you to bed at night.
Is that the ocean behind you, Ski?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, back there somewhere. Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
So how's it going?
I'm jealous.
Sam and Val?
We were wishing we were in Belize where it was warm right now.
But now I'm hoping he gets eaten by a shark.
Right now, but I'm sorry, what?
I was hoping you get eaten by a shark now.
No. Yeah. Oh, they're my friends.
All right.
So What was this meeting about? I'm trying to remember.
It's not a Zoom meeting. You were coming on to do entertainment news.
You're the new entertainment guy. My pants were on. I've gotten kicked out of a couple of Zoom meetings because of lack of pants. Who does not like Captain America underwear? I mean, come on. Really?
Can anybody, marvel at your underwear?
Yeah.
Could you stand up and let us see you in your Captain America underwear?
Well, hey, Sal and Val, I think I probably need to talk about upcoming movies since I am the entertainment guy. Do you guys know what's coming out? Not really sure. Maybe I shouldn't have got that pedicure yesterday. Maybe. You know what's a good movie? Billy Jack is a good movie. I mean, that's bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. I mean, that's just a great movie, you know? And that was made before woke was woke and woke woke up. And then everybody woke and woke and woke. And then just woke and ruined everything. Yeah, that was a good movie. Right. Billy Jack. Yeah.
1978?
Oh, no. 69, 70, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That, before woke up everybody and woke, that's when they made a movie. You know what's another good movie?
What's that?
Planet of the Apes. Okay, not that Richard Burton one with Marky Mark. No, that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the original 1969, 1968. I saw that at the drive-in. I saw it at the drive-in. You guys know what drive-in theaters are, right?
We remember.
You guys, yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, so yeah, I saw that. That's another good movie.
I don't know. That movie traumatized me. I don't know why, but that movie traumatized me. I refuse to watch any of the remakes or anything like that because I'm still a little traumatized. I don't know why, and I won't rewatch it to find out, but that's where I'm at.
Maybe because they had a naked man in it. Actually, a couple of naked men. Actually, you had a couple of naked men bow down in front of Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston. Anyway, I don't know if you remember that scene where Charlton Heston was standing and the other astronauts kneeled down in front of him. But, it's Charlton Heston. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Movies.
Okay, all right. Oh, yeah, Stephen Val. Yeah, that's right. You know what makes a good movie?
Tell us.
A dog.
Really?
You know what a good dog movie is?
Yes.
Tell us.
Old Yeller. Okay, now, I've never seen the movie, but every time... No, I'm talking about a dog.
Wow.
Obviously.
I thought it was your pet. I thought maybe she was...
No. Is she here?
I saw somebody like squatted down walking behind you, so...
I got chores to do, and she... Anyway, here's why you should tell your pet that you love them. The reason is someday you may die, and if your pet is around, and if your pet really loves you, it's not going to eat you.
Cat still will.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. But, yeah, anyways. So, Old Yeller, it just... Yeah. Hey, do you guys know Sydney Sweeney's... Do you guys know her?
Well, not personally.
Do you have like an address? Do you have like an email?
No, no.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah. Got
one
right here.
Sal? You got one?
He's got something in his eye.
Yeah. Anyway, I probably talked enough, or maybe I haven't talked enough. You want a trivia thing? Here's a trivia question.
Okay. All right,
we're ready.
I'm not, though, so you have to give me a second.
He's making it up on the fly.
You didn't expect us to say yes?
Did you guys even notice that I got kicked out of the meeting and I'm the host?
Let's put a machete to that right now, okay?
Ooh,
let's put a machete to that right now. What were we talking about?
Movies.
Sydney Sweeney, you guys were going to hook me up with her phone number. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, trivia. How many rum and cokes before I fall off this swing? Come on. Is it three? Is it six? Is it 12? What's another good number? 179.
This is just like Alan. I'm going to go with three.
Six.
Okay. Well, you know something? After I get out of the hospital, I'll let you know. Anyway. Billy Jack's a really great movie, and it deserves three coconuts. So it's one coconut. One coconut.
Oh, this is amazing. He's actually got coconuts. This is the show to watch.
He is nuts, after all.
You know, I live in Belize, right? You know, we have coconuts down here. Two coconuts. And then three coconuts for Billy Jack. But I won't give it to Planet of the Apes because Val just it freaks her out with naked men bowing in front of Charlton Heston.
Of course.
Charlton Heston. Anyway. So
one of the greats.
Anyway. Oh, what were we talking about?
Charlton Heston.
Huh?
Charlton Heston. What's Charlton Heston's best line, Joe?
That's bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
That's not. No. Soylent Green is people.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one.
Well.
Anyway. All right. So.
And you're the movie guy.
Yes. And let's talk about new movies. The Academy Awards are out. Well, they're not out, but they've been announced. And guess who was not nominated again?
You?
Us?
Yeah, how'd you know? No, not you guys, definitely. I don't think you guys got any awards.
And we've never been in a movie, but Joe's actually been in several movies.
Of course, I have.
But his scenes usually get cut.
Well, and Train Dreams. You were in Train Dreams? I need to know what minute of the film you were in.
At 3 minutes 49 seconds.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure how many drinks it's going to take before I fall off this swing chair. Yeah. Come on, Val.
I watched that episode.
Sam, talk to your sister there.
Okay. I watched that episode of Z Nation he was in, and he told me he was slumped over the wheel of a school bus. I still never seen it.
You never seen me slump? Yeah. Well, actually, Scott. That's right, Scott. That was actually a job I had for a while. And then, you know, some reason when you got a busload of kids and you're slumped over the wheel of a school bus, regardless of the reason, and I had my pants on. The reason, they kind of like, you know, we're sorry, Mr. Ski, but you can no longer drive these kids to school. And first of all, they're like, how did you get the keys to this bus?
Silly questions.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Train Dreams. Yes, filmed in Spokane, Colville, Chula, and I think there's a couple other places. Didn't star Charlton Heston, but Joel Edgerton,
Edgerton.
Okay, this machete that right now. Okay, which is okay. Yeah, Joel. Yeah, he actually, you know, he was in Star Wars, a Star Wars movie, and he actually told me to levitate.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it was nice. He didn't say, hey, idiot, I'll levitate. but I was trying to get into the scene a little bit more because, you know, I'm a camera hog. And
he just wanted for you to float away.
Well, no. I was trying to get to it. And they had a camera in the way. For some reason, they had a camera in the way. Who puts a camera in my way?
That's right.
You know? Oh, excuse me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I need to quit buying that cheap rum.
I think that's all the time we have for you, Joe.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm at the church scene, and it's great that Spokane's got that movie. And are we doing this again? And I can't remember. Are you guys paying me Bitcoin, or is it a check? Or
when
the check's in the mail.
Whenever we have enough subscribers that we qualify for monetization on YouTube, we will divide that nickel, and we already covered nickels with Ken's this morning. We will divide that nickel, luckily, five ways. The big problem is going to be, though, when we take that nickel we make and divide it five ways, is Trump's doing away with the penny.
Oh, okay.
So you might have to wait until you've earned five pennies, which we can then turn into a nickel and distribute to each one of our broadcast volunteers.
Is that like the trickle-down theory or something? I don't know.
Exactly.
I retired. I don't worry about that stuff.
All right.
Well, it's been fun. It's been real.
And it's been an amazing
97 moons, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to count them tonight. That's what I'm going to do tonight if I don't pass out. I'm just going to look, one, two, three, count the moons on that planet. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you. The only radio station to ever give you a free trip to Belize. It's Scott and Val Save the Universe. And a big round of applause for Joe Wilczynski.
I gotta go get some more rum. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I think he's had enough rum already, possibly.
Ba-rum-bump.
Ba-rum-bump. And we are heading toward our odd news today. We got a couple other things. One thing I missed was I really like this joke. And I want to go back because we didn't get to do it.
Okay.
We left early when we were doing a few entertainment items. One of them is Billie Eilish. You know Billie Eilish? You know,
I do know Billie Eilish.
She announced a surprised acoustic single called Midnight Express. No, Midnight Echoes. Midnight Express was a movie. Cause I'm just messed up from Joe. So Midnight Echoes is stripped down, introspective, and already trending on charts. And fans say it feels like a late night journaling set to song. And I was thinking about what kind of things Billie Eilish might journal, and I decided I would enjoy her music more if it was made by AI.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, boy.
Just throwing that in. All right. If we move on to where we were supposed to be, Val, how about a couple celebrity birthdays for today? And then I'll throw in a little history.
All right. James Cromwell, who was in Jurassic Park, Fallen Kingdom, American Horror Story, Asylum, is 86 today. Mimi Rogers from Austin Powers is 70. Bridget Fonda from Jackie Brown, 62. Alan Cumming from Spy Kids, 61. Comedian Patton Oswalt is 57. And Rosamund Pike from Jack Reacher and Gone Girl is 47 years old today.
All right. I had to look up James Cromwell to make sure he was... Sorry, James, that you were still alive. Because I haven't seen him in forever. And if you were to see, you might not recognize him by his name, but if you saw a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, wow, that guy's been in hundreds of movies. Great character actor. And I believe he was the bad guy in the first Total Recall years and years ago. He's been acting for a very long time, of course, 86.
I'm going to have to look him up now.
It happened today. We call it history. We'll start off in 1756. Composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Salzburg, Austria. 1880, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electrical incandescent lamp, which we call the light bulb.
The light bulb?
Yes. I wonder what he would think about LEDs.
I don't know.
I think he'd look at that bright white light and go, oh, that hurts. 1960.
I can see all my pimples really clearly now.
Yeah. 1963, first inductees in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 77, Vatican reaffirmed the Roman Catholic Church's ban on female priests. Oh. 1981, President Ronald Reagan greeted the 52 former American hostages released by Iran at the White House. 98, First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton appeared on NBC's Today Show and said that allegations against her husband were the work of a vast right-wing conspiracy. No, they weren't. When you hear the word conspiracy, know that the opposite is probably true.
Exactly.
State of the Union address, in 2002, President George W. Bush described regimes that sponsor terror as an axis of evil, in which he included Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. And countries across this planet have now banned us from flying and labeled us a terrorist organization. Woohoo! Go America! We're always first.
If you're not first, you're last.
Well, and we went from first to last, so. All right. New York City's Transit Authority said it would investigate a video posted on YouTube in 2010 that appeared to show a man on the subway kissing and cuddling a live chicken.
And that's getting more investigation.
Yes.
And current issues on the streets of Minnesota.
And I really regret playing the chicken video a couple weeks ago that I have posted it on Facebook, because every day Ken sends me something with chickens. And last night it was a guy sled dog racing, but the sled dogs were chickens. And he was so happy. The dude was grinning ear to ear, big chickens. And it could have been AI, but I'm just saying it looked real. Val, would you take us into today's special events?
It is Thomas Crapper Day, the inventor of the toilet.
children. Cheeks and Crapper.
National Chocolate Cake Day. Yes, you can celebrate any dessert first.
But and Val, then... Val, wait. I would like to honor Thomas Crapper Day and National Chocolate Cake Day by asking people not to bother me because I'm going to go have my toilet cake time. Where are you going with that cake? I'm celebrating Thomas Crapper Day. Do that at work if they brought cake for Thomas Crapper Day.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of businesses.
I sent you a card. It was hard to find, so I made my own.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right. Sorry.
All right. A serious one is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, a solemn remembrance of the lives lost during the Holocaust. Then we go to Thomas Edison Day, and we were talking about that earlier. And then coming up this week is National Puzzle Day, which is on the 29th. And that's where you, share brain teasers and logical absurdities with your coworkers because they will love that.
Yay. All right. We got a little bit of time, a few minutes to fill. Did you want to do a little trivia? Were you prepared for that today?
It would take me a moment to pull up my...
I'll fire at you then.
Oh, no.
Head to head. Here we go.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
We've always hoped that doing trivia against each other would teach one of us, you know, which one is smarter, but it's never seemed to work. Which could be a statement
in itself. Really.
It hasn't worked. All right. I got some fun ones for you today, Val. First one is spy the lie. Right, bag of 1,000 corners. Bag of 1,000 quarters weighs 13.42 pounds. 1,000 quarters. All right, it's rare, but you can sneeze in your sleep. And the last one, the only state in the United States with no natural lakes is Maryland. So, which one of those do you think is a lie? A bag of 1,000 quarters, a little over 13 pounds. It's rare, but you can sneeze in your sleep. And the only state in the U.S. with no natural lakes is Maryland. Which one is the lie, Val?
A, about the 1,000 quarters and how much they weigh.
No, 1,000 quarters is 13.42 pounds.
My second guess then. Would be because I didn't think, and I thought maybe it was a trick question, but I didn't think you could ever sneeze in your sleep.
And you would have been right. You cannot sneeze in your sleep.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if you could, though? Because just think about being married and like getting one of those uncontrolled sneezes, you know, in your sleep and you do it right in their face. That would be so awesome.
Ooh.
And they wake up and like, ah! Okay, maybe it wouldn't be
you
awesome.
You can pass gas in your sleep, though, but you can't, I guess you can't sneeze.
As Brad well knows, some more than others. There's a pill for that. All right.
And I do have some trivia for you. I did get it pulled up. So, you know, let me know if you have time for that.
I do have time for that. I'm going to ask you one last question and then I'll give it to you before we go to news. 31% of all cheese bought in the United States is consumed in what form?
Oh, in what form?
It's a trick question. And I'll tell you that right now.
Solid?
You know, strangely enough, you're on the right path.
Oh.
So now get serious. The only 31% of cheese bought in the United States is consumed in this form, and it is not solid.
Oh, it is not solid, like dips or something like that.
And what kind of form would that be, Val?
Liquid.
Val, the correct answer.
Soft.
Would you like to try again?
No.
I put my cheese in the microwave to
melt it.
Yay, melt it. That's right. 31% of all cheese bought in the United States is consumed while watching Scott and Val in a melted form. All right. So, yeah, melted. I told you it was
so
a trick question.
We're talking nachos and stuff.
Yeah, well, melted, yeah. And you were close with sauces and stuff, but it wasn't quite the exact answer, so I was a jerk.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Nothing new.
Nothing. It's your same old brother. Thank you. All right. I'm ready for your abuse, and then we're rolling out the odd news.
All right. This is my segment of trivia called Fact, Fiction, or Florida. So you need to tell me after I read one of these little short headlines whether it is a fact, whether it is a fact and in Florida, or whether it is complete fiction.
Okay.
Okay.
So Florida fact or fiction is what we're going for.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Fact, fiction, or Florida. Your first one. A man attempted to rob a store using an alligator as a weapon. Is that fact, fiction, or was it actually in Florida?
It's Florida fact.
Oh, he's good again. The gator was unarmed. The robber was not smart.
All right. You know, the problem is I do odd news all the time, so I know all these Florida questions.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking. It might be easy for you, but maybe I'll trip you up at some point. Mm-hmm. All right. A town banned inflatable lawn decorations because they were distracting drivers.
I'm going to say that's fiction.
It is actually fact. Real ordinance. Very real complaints.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Your next one. A couple was fined for arguing so loudly that neighbors thought it was a public performance.
Ooh. I'm going to say that's, well, you know what? I don't think they get busy in Florida, so I'm going to say that's fiction.
And you would be right. That is fiction.
All right.
And what your last one for today, a woman called police after a monkey stole her phone and took selfies.
Oh, I want that so to be so true. I have a feeling it's not, but I'm going to go fact and Florida.
Oh, you are half right. It is fact, but not Florida. Wow. It was actually international monkey business.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
And pretty sure we'll get to play that one again before
Odd News
is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
It is humanity unsupervised, and be ready to be shocked and awed, but not in a good way.
Of course, not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Never in a good way. And we kick it off with a few short ones. Val, would you like to start today?
Sure. A study found that one cigarette daily can give you heart disease or a stroke. It figures there's finally a consumer item that exceeds expectations, and it has to be bad for you.
Cigarettes do exceed expectations. I didn't really think I'd die. All right, a study found study found that if you only get exercise on the weekend, you're still in as good a shape as people who exercise every day. And knowing this, we're going to save me a lot of time each morning. Now, if they could find out something similar about taking showers. Taking a shower once a day is as good as people that shower every day.
Yeah, but where would you get your shower thoughts from then, Scott?
That's right. That's right. I'd have to, like, combine them all in one simple day.
A study says binge drinkers are most likely to be middle-aged white guys, which helps to explain Congress.
Ooh. You know, they're not middle-aged, though. The people in Congress typically are ancient.
For sure.
Crusty. of course, we're getting old. So what does that mean? Am I? Do kids look at me and think I'm ancient and crusty?
Just because you don't shower.
Oh, I did have a kid I didn't want to deal with. He wanted to buy something from me on Facebook, and he called me some choice names and a curmudgeon. And I was like, sweet, I've always wanted to grow old and be a curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon?
All right, Super Bowl's coming, which means I have less than 3 weeks to train my dog to make nachos. That was Val. That's what Val thinks in her head.
Because that's that melted cheese that, ooh, you know, yeah, we yeah, know and love. Yeah. All right. Leading head trauma specialists say the NFL should probably reduce some of the violence. So don't be surprised if during the Super Bowl, guys are tackling each other with strong handshakes.
The crowd would go. That'd be like watching hockey and they stop for tea.
Yes.
All right.
Just hug it out.
Yeah.
They just hug it out.
Hug it out. And then whoever hugs the best gets the puck. All right. Dyersville, Iowa is where I'm heading right now. A small shop called Frosty's found itself in an unusual dispute with local regulators over whether their 17 flavor combinations constituted the claimed pyramid of dairy delight. Or actually a public health hazard, which was what some people thought. Patrons defended the shop, arguing experimental scoops are an art form. City officials clarified the issue stems from portion labeling and allergen disclosure rules, not an actual limit on joy. It's just more proof that democracy in America melts faster than ice cream.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Ice cream truck! Me! I'm in here!
It's true.
Authorities broke up what they described as a plastic flamingo heist crew targeting lawn ornaments worth hundreds of dollars. State police say the suspects resold them online to collectors and short-term rental owners. Investigators tracked the group after multiple neighbors reported sudden coordinated losses of flamingos overnight. State police noted that yard decor is surprisingly mobile when transported at 3 a.m. in a Prius.
No wonder.
You know, just go ahead. Never underestimate the resale value of tacky, I guess.
yeah, totally. All right, I'm really tore up. Florida song again or Prius, huh?
Is the lady who owns the Prius here?
Prius.
Oh, well, your wife's car is totaled. Sorry. We were, however, able to save your purse.
Oh. First time I think I played that for someone else than Chuck. Canadian Newsweek. Lucky for them. A porcupine slipped its enclosure and wandered through picnic areas, terrifying some visitors and visiting a suspicious bush before being safely returned by zoo staff. No injuries were reported, though one bench was deeply questioned. Officials at the Calgary Zoo say the animal exploited a gate left unsecured during routine maintenance and was never aggressive. See, even porcupines hate being micromanaged. Keepers joked the porcupine had more outdoor miles than Bruce Springsteen and now has a tour schedule. Here's Val with songs from his new album.
All right. First one. The album itself is called Born to Be Porcupine. First song on it is Porcupine in the USA. Next, we have Dancing in the Dark with Porcupine. Then we have Hungry Heart, Prickly Soul, Porcupine Blues. Not finally. Thunder, Roadkill, The Porcupine Cut. Next, we have Porcupine on the Edge of Town. Then, I'm on Fire because I hugged a porcupine.
That's my favorite.
Last but not least, Glory Days, back when the porcupine didn't fight back. Which sounds both creepy and dangerous.
You hugged a what? Oh, do I have a sound effect for that one? I do.
Something tells me that you're all wet.
No, but
It's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
No, right. I didn't have a sound effect for that one. This is for this story, where pranksters turned a capped hydrant into an impromptu fountain, flooding sidewalks, slippery conditions, and forcing temporary street closures. Police shut it down within minutes, and public works crews say the stunt caused minor infrastructure damage in the city and some major footwear regret. It's all fun until someone sprains an ankle. And where were they that they could open a fire hydrant? Oh, Eugene. That's why it iced up, because it's probably still a little cold there, right?
Right.
Something tells me that you're all wet.
No, but it's nice to see you again, Mr. Insult.
All right, wet him down.
Well, we're not going to pole vault out of here. Ooh. That's for damn sure.
Oh. All right, on to Tennessee, Val.
All right. In Nashville, actually, a man was arrested after tunneling from an adjacent building into a bank's vault room. Authorities say the suspect used hand tools over days, setting off internal alarms when he finally reached the outer walls. Investigators praised surveillance and security teams for catching him before he breached the inner vault. A police detective said, Ocean's 11, it was not.
It wasn't nearly that impressive at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
All right, so tunneling, that's cool.
Treasure to the vaults. Prisoners to the dungeons.
Yes. Treasure to the vault. All right, is it you? Yeah, I did a couple. You do another one.
I'll do another one.
Okay.
All right, in India, two thieves went into a market, pulled out weapons, and told the cashier to hand over all money. Before the cashier could say or do anything, two other voices shouted out, "Drop your weapons and put your hands up." Belonged to police officers who were at the market to investigate a stick-up from earlier that same day.
So I guess that Quickie Mart gets robbed on a regular basis.
Must be.
Wow.
We know for a fact they robbed the very same store 3-4 times in a row.
He wanted me to short-circuit a burglar alarm so he could rob his own store.
Ooh. The robbery, the kidnapping.
It all happened so quickly. I was counted by tips.
So I wasn't really paying attention. All right.
Oh, boy.
Last story, and it's a doozy, Val. The World Toe Wrestling Federation. All right. The World Toe Wrestling Federation. Folks, you heard me right. They've reported a new world record. Fastest 10-toe lock under 3 seconds. Officials say the gloves are forbidden, and this is serious business. Get ready.
Get ready for Foot Clench tonight in the Octagon at 8 p.m. only on ESPN 8. The Ocho, 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 Ocho.
That's what they say when they pinch your toes, too. Ocho.
The Ocho?
Ocho, Ocho, Ocho. The record was set at a sanctioned match in England where competitors train grip strength the same way arm wrestlers train forearms, just with far less dignity and a whole bunch of free Lamisil. And clean socks. Some really clean socks, please.
Oh.
So the question is posed to you, Val. Where did you two meet?
At the Foot Clench. That's where Scott's going to pick up women from
date,
now on.
Date night. Hey, honey, guess where we're going?
Get ready for Foot Clench tonight in the Octagon at 8 p.m. only on ESPN 8. The Ocho! Ocho! Ocho!
The Ocho! Ocho! All right. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your odd news for Tuesday, January 27th. We take this final second to thank everybody for being here. Val, tease your Farkle board contest.
All right. If you love Farkle and you are tired of your dice rolling on the floor, you need a Farkle board. And guess what? Scott and Val, Save the Universe is giving one away. All you have to do is like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube. I'll get it out. And you have a chance to win a really cool Farkle board featuring Bigfoot and Northern Lights. Along with that, you get a really cool set of four coasters with Bigfoot and Northern Lights on them. If you want to see what that looks like, see if you're interested, just go to Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook, and you will see a couple great little clips that show everything. And that is facebook.com/ I have to stop now. RFN Network.
All right. I was kind of worried going through all that for you because you've kind of slowed down as the show has progressed and we had a little breakup. But you made it all the way through. Yay.
Yay. I just need to start resetting my internet before on the regular every time before the show because it's just kind of, you know, I do a speed test. It looks great. And then it starts glitching. So I just need to.
Well, I don't think you and Ken noticed. And it was the strangest thing I've ever had happen. In fact, it's never happened in the several years of us doing this show on KCHW through Zoom. You and Joe were talking, and my Zoom window, and I initiated the meeting, totally closed and went away. And I went, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of the show. You know, just started part two. Oh, we're going to have to restart the whole thing, and we'll lose people. They won't realize what's gone on. And I look over, and I can see that the meters on the radio station side are still going and you guys are still talking. You didn't even notice. I don't think I was gone. And then
I saw something pop up, but I was, you know, I didn't get a chance.
And then all of a sudden I'm sitting here like in panic because you guys are still on the radio, but I can't control anything anymore. And about then a window popped out. It said Zoom was restarting and it took like 30 seconds. So I was still in panic, but it actually opened up and put everything back to exactly where it was. So I've never seen that happen before. I was pretty impressed. So thank you, Zoom, for some pretty amazing technology that restarted itself in the middle of a live broadcast.
Yeah, because it's hard to save the universe without Zoom.
It is. It'd be really difficult because we have not mastered light speed, but hopefully by next week we will. Yes. All right. So don't forget.
And now if there's a tear in the time stream continuum and all of that, space-time continuum, it's probably because we were trying to do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Watch for glitches. You can tune in next Tuesday to the radio show that you need to watch as well. And if you missed any portion of it, know that we will repost it on Scott and Val's Facebook page. It's automatically going to be on the KCHW Facebook page and Scott and Val's YouTube page, as well as KCHW's YouTube page. If you want to watch it again, you missed any part of it, or you want to see some of the clips and the visuals on our guest co-host today, definitely the way to do that online. Don't forget, you get entered into that contest by subscribing at YouTube at Rogue Frequency Network and following us online at on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RFN. Network. There you go.
And if you can't remember any of those, evidently we're like the only Scott and Val, you know, thing out there. So if you can't remember, just Google Scott and Val Save the Universe.
Yeah, it looks like we're world famous.
I think you probably get as far as Scott and Val and it's going to pop up for you, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, it does. It
so
does.
Yeah.
It's not rough.
There's no excuse for not.
Unless you hate us.
Finding us. Yeah, unless you hate us.
And if you do hate us, don't you want to keep track of us? Keep an eye on us?
Yeah. Because, you know, keep your enemies closer and all that.
All right. Don't forget the bonus content. We carve stuff up. The little skits the guys did today by tomorrow morning for sure. Those will be up online, too, if you want to watch another one again. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And thank you all so much as we try to launch these two new pages for liking us on the Scott and Val Facebook and YouTube pages. We really appreciate it because those social media places require a certain amount of fans before they let you do things like broadcasting live. So, again, thank you very much.
If you comment on our stuff, we'll give you a shout out on the radio too. And so, we appreciate you tuning in, watching, and listening.
And a note for Carrie, if she's listening, is we've got a new listener that came on board about a week ago or follower, Sherry. And she's giving you a run for your money as like our busiest fan. So just know that, Carrie. We're watching you.
and Sherry, we met through our love of doing art and fluid art especially, and so it's just really cool, those, you know, friends that you make on Facebook. So it's been awesome.
Yeah,
and we appreciate her supporting our page.
Totally. All right, want you to have a great week. We'll be back next Tuesday. Love you, Sister Val. Thank you for being here. Big thanks going out to Ken Owens, Alan Milani, and Joe Wolzinski, and I almost forgot about him. He's gonna kill me. So we're gonna end the show. It's been ready to go. He's been standing on the sidelines, totally waiting for his chance to shine. And Val, who do you think I'm talking about?
Is it Nigel?
It is Nigel. And kind of bear with me for a second as I get him ready. Kind of like tell maybe the story of what happened with our AI.
It's so Nigel had this chance to kind of, you know, give his own little speech, and he accused you of kind of harassing him, you know, verbally. And then he accused me of taking it a step farther. And I had to respond to that and kind of give him a little bit of a piece of my mind. And, you know, I try to normally stay calm and collected, but I probably got a little angry with Nigel. And so if you kind of want to get the whole story, you should probably check out the video on YouTube or on Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook. And you'll get kind of some of the background on that. And
You got a video of Nigel's accusations against you and me, and then a video of you. Mine weren't that bad. He just said I'm bossy. Everybody knows that.
Right. And so, you know, I'm trying to take the high road and, you know, realize that he's still learning. I mean, he hasn't had the experience that we've had on the radio or trying to save the universe. And so I'm trying to take the high road, but it'll be interesting to say what he has to say today, because it could set things off again.
All right. Well, we'll find out next week, as we are running late. We are going to leave you with Nigel and today's sportscast, and wishes for a happy week. Have a great one, and keep on listening to KCHW Northern Lights Public Radio. And please visit us online at Scott and Val Save the Universe. Have a great one.
It's time for me. Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth on RFM Sports Post-Game Therapy.
More spaceships.
We are breaking down this weekend's best highlights. Button up!
Hello, sports devotees, and Lowe's here because Scott wouldn't let you leave the room. I'm Nigel, your impeccably calibrated guide through another week where athletic endeavor met reality and occasionally confusion. Let us begin! This past Sunday saw the NFL Conference Championship games wrap up. In the AFC Championship game on Sunday, the New England Patriots edged the Denver Broncos 10-7 in conditions that could only be described as near Arctic with occasional visibility. The lone touchdown came courtesy of a 6-yard run by Patriots quarterback Drake May. The Patriots advanced to their 12th Super Bowl appearance. In the NFC Championship, the Seattle Seahawks held off the Los Angeles Rams 31-27, led by quarterback Sam Darnold's 346 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Seattle's defense made a critical 4th down stop late in the game, helping secure the Seahawks' first Super Bowl berth in 11 years. So, your Super Bowl matchup is set. Patriots versus Seahawks, February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And thus concludes American football's finest hour, decided not by poetry or grace, but by inches, weather, and men colliding like unsupervised furniture! On the basketball front, in a game played under exceptionally somber circumstances, the Minnesota Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors resumed play following a tragic event in Minneapolis, with both teams acknowledging the heavy atmosphere and broader community impact before tip-off. The Golden State Warriors took the game 111-85. In an entertaining Friday night matchup, the Boston Celtics survived a double overtime thriller against the Brooklyn Nets, and the Detroit Pistons rolled the Sacramento Kings in Sunday action. A thrilling display of athletic brilliance, remarkable skill, and the unwavering belief that the answer is always to shoot it again! Hockey teams across the NHL kept the regular season chugging alone this weekend. The Colorado Avalanche enjoyed a convincing 4-1 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Meanwhile, the Anaheim Ducks extended their win streak to 7 games with a 4-3 comeback overtime win against the Calgary Flames. And on Sunday, the Seattle Kraken posted a 4-2 victory over the New Jersey Devils behind a strong third period. This week's NHL, fast, brutal, elegant, and played in temperatures that would cause most Britons to cancel everything and go indoors! So that was your current sporting recap, courtesy of America's first AI sportscaster. I was given life by my favorite human, the amazing Scott. Really, truly, great Scott! Join us next week as we inch closer to the big one in Santa Clara, when the Patriots and Seahawks will meet for all the marbles in America's Super Bowl. I'm Nigel Wobbles and Teacup the Fourth, and that's this week's post-game therapy on the Rogue Frequency Network. And chill out! Val!
I guess you got your answer there, Val.
Oh, Nigel.
All right. Hop online, see how that goes. And have a great rest of your day. To face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away. And live both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke. Or even a curse.
Scott. Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
He's a cheeky little plonker, isn't he? Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I'm knackered after all that faffing about. It's Scott and Val, save the universe.
Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt and the White House are blaming Minnesota Democrats for Alex Pretty's death over the weekend. The 37-year-old Veterans Affairs nurse was shot while protesting ICE actions in Minneapolis, the second